Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the foods of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, vegetables, the pumpkin. Rasulullah, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very fond of pumpkin. Hazrat Watila radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, eating pumpkin is necessary for you as it strengthens the mind. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, eat pumpkin because if there was a more beneficial tree, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have caused it to sprout out of the earth for Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. When you cook a dish that has gravy, add pumpkin to it as it is nourishing for the mind. The Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, eat pumpkin because if there was a more beneficial tree, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have caused it to sprout out of the earth for Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. When you cook a dish that has gravy, add pumpkin to it, as it is nourishing for the mind. As Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam used to eat pumpkin excessively, and he used to say that it sharpens the mind and increases intelligence. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was fond of pumpkin. We have already quoted the incident when Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu accompanied Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to the home of the tailor, and the food that was offered contained pumpkin. The Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam looking for pieces of pumpkin. Thus he began searching for these and placed them before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He also said that from that day onwards he became fond of pumpkin. Mullah al-Qari rahimahullah ta'ala, a commentator of hadith, has written, it is proven that pumpkin is highly beneficial for one's mental health. When Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was expelled from the stomach of the whale, of the fish, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused a pumpkin tree to sprout out of the ground. He lived on pumpkins until he had regained his strength and energy. The hadith regarding the invitation of the tailor teaches us that we should accept invitations from underprivileged people as well, and we should not consider it below our dignity. Lastly, to be fond of pumpkins is a sunnah. The author of Mawahib writes that it sharpens the eyesight, prevents the mind from becoming dry, and it softens the heart. The Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha relates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked her to add pumpkin whenever she cooked food, as it reinforces a grieved heart. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq.